The State Council, China's cabinet, has released its timetable to upgrade fuel quality nationwide before 2017. The new standard for petrol and diesel with sulfur content with 10 parts per million is expected to be in practice nationwide by 2017. Currently, Beijing is the only city in China to have adopted such a standard. A lower standard, namely no more than 50 parts per million of sulfur content, is expected to be in place by the end of 2014. Well, the State Council says domestic oil refiners should upgrade their equipment to ensure they can provide qualified products in accordance with the timetables and fuel prices. China's developed regions, including Shanghai, Jiangsu and Zhejiang, currently use the standard of 50 parts per million or below. But for other regions, an even lower standard, allowing sulfur content to be as high as 150 parts per million. Well, for more on this, I spoke earlier with Mr. Joe Dardy, Director General of the Energy Research Institute of the National Development and Reform Commission.
I think it depends on if the standards will be raised very quickly or what's the time schedule for the raising of the standards, because the factory needs some time to rebuild their facilities to meet the standards. So if the standards be set up and the time schedule be set up, I think the refineries will do their job.
Okay, I mean, the possibility of this increase in petrol prices, now it's causing some concern among consumers about who this is going to affect. Now, many of them feel it's already too high, the petrol prices. Now, if prices do rise, who's going to actually bear the brunt of this?
I don't think the gasoline price is too high, because it's maybe higher than that in the United States, but much lower than in many of countries. So we are in the middle and the lower price system in the world. Secondly, it's because the raise standards means to emission less and makes the pollution better. So it's a cost for so-called the pollutants. According to the rule of this, who pollutes, who pay, I think the final cost increase will be mainly borne by the users. That's the correct rule.
Now, to what extent will these changes help improve China's pollution problem? And are we likely to see immediate results, or could this take some time?
You will not say it's a silver bullet, but it's one of the bullets. To decrease the emission not only depends on the gasoline standards, but also on a lot of other emissions. But we have to do the things one by one. So the increase the standards to clean the fuel is one of the measures. We cannot say it solve all the problem, but it can help a lot.
And just thinking about sort of how much cars contribute to the pollution problem, if these measures can be brought in and you know, this upgrade to fuel quality can come in and even other sort of measures to combat the car problem, I mean, could this sort of clear up a lot of the pollution problem in China, do you think?
The pollution cost is very high. If you think about the people get cancer, especially the lung cancer, how can you really measure that cost? So in this case, I think to pay several tens of cents per liter of the gasoline is not really a big cost. The air pollution, the real environmental damage, the cost could be very, very high in the long term. And even for the short term, if you think about the burden that people really face. So I think comparatively, the cost to raise the price of the gasoline is very small cost.
Well, that was Mr. Joe Dardy, Director General of the Energy Research Institute of the NDRC.